welcome to the Sports
Blog
Scene.
Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Sports Scene. This is our second episode, a special episode, post-draft broadcast. My name is Ken Mackey, and my co-host are Vance Owens. So, Vance, this is a decent draft. It was pretty good. A couple of shockers here and there. So let's discuss the first four teams, man, right away. Minnesota drafted Carl Anthony Towns. How you feel about Minnesota, man?
Well, I feel Minnesota did real good in this draft. Carl Anthony Towns is an established inside player. He has a jump shot. He can go inside out. He bends. He's just a good all around player. So I think Minnesota did a real job in this pick with this pick.
Now, not only did Minnesota do a good job, they also got Tyus Jones. Also, they traded Cleveland that pick for 2 second-round picks and got Tyus Jones. So just, they got an insurance policy just in case Rubio get hurt. Man, I just love for Minnesota. They're starting something. They got a youth movement going out there. We need to start calling them the young guns, man. Next, man, Vance, I got a vent for right quick, the Los Angeles Lakers. Man, I was so upset. Listen, let me just say this. Look, the Warriors won the championship. I get it. Small ball. I get it. But guess what? Every team don't have a Steph Curry, a Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. The Lakers, I feel like they panicked. They won small ball. Listen, if they would have drafted Jahlil Okafor, now I'm not saying D'Angelo Russell going to be bad. If they would have drafted Jahlil Okafor at 2, and then at 27, got R.J. Hunter, man, listen, you building something for the future. But I digress. They got D'Angelo Russell. They went for the home run instead of hitting a single. How do you feel, man? How do you feel about D'Angelo Russell?
I think D'Angelo Russell is a great pick for the Lakers. The Lakers haven't had a point guard in a year. D'Angelo Russell is a point guard. He can dribble, he can handle the ball. They say he's slacking on defense, but playing with Kobe, he'll teach him how to play defense. I think D'Angelo Russell is a great pick for the Lakers.
Man, I feel every rookie slacks on defense. They're rookies. They're going to struggle, but listen, I've done pass on Jahlil Okafor. I just feel like down the line, I feel like they should have played for the Lakers' future. I feel like, you know, we're not going to win the championship next year or the year following that. And even if we get like a LaMarcus Aldridge or any of those type of players, I feel like we should have went ahead, drafted Jahlil, built for the future. But all in all, man, I really just felt hurt by the Lakers, man. I feel like we had something special for the next 10 years, and we blew it. I gave it incomplete. The grade I gave was incomplete.
Before you start with the Lakers, the Lakers are trying to, like you said, they are trying to get a free agent. So why not take a point guard? If you think you can get one of these big power four like a LaMarcus Aldridge or even Kevin Love, why not take DeAndre Russell? He's a point guard. You need him. That's my take on Lakers, yeah. Though.
Listen, you need a center. You need a center. You need a big. You need a real big, a guy in the paint. And I feel like you only get like 10 of these guys every 20 years, every 10 years or so. You get 10 guys that can really play center and do some damage in the NBA. And your team was lucky enough to get a chance to get him when you passed and went for the point guard. I just felt like the small ball affected them making the right decision. And to me, they blew it. But only time will tell. I gave them incomplete. I'm a Lakers fan so much, I gave them incomplete. But the 76ers, I gave them an A++. Listen, Sam Hinkie's a horrible GM. Let's just put that out there right now. Sam Hinkie, with Jahlil Okafor failing your lap, and you took him, you get A+. That's like your teacher said, all you got to do is bring in your homework tomorrow. You ain't got to have it done, just bring it in. I'm going to give you an A. That's what the Sixers did.
Okay. You saying they had A+. What are they going to do with Joel Embiid? I mean, I understand that Okafor is a great rebounder and a good inside scorer, but he lacks on defense, too. He's not even in shape. I'm just saying, they have too many big men. They drafted.
I just feel like you put Norris Noel at the 4, Jahlil at the 5, bring Joel Embiid off the bench. Now you can could do some damage. Now, there is no team in the Eastern Conference that can contend if Joel Embiid is healthy. We got to see what Joel Embiid can do first. I know what Julian Okafor can do. I know what Nerlens Noel can do because I've seen what he did this year. So, man, I take Jahlil at the center, Nerlens Noel at the four, Jeremy Grant at the three, and Wooten at the two or whoever they pick. I mean, whoever they have that they're drafting. But all in all, man, I like what Philadelphia did. Jahlil fell in your lap. Now the Knicks, your Knicks, our Vans Knickerbocker, got presented. How you feel about that, man? Phil Jackson said it's going to take a couple of years for this guy to really show what he can do. Vans, are you still there? Are you crying about the Knicks? What's up, baby?
Because I know I don't know anything about Porzingis, but we don't see what Phil gonna do because you know Phil has won 11 championships, so I'm gonna give him a chance. I mean, I kind of like what he did with the Grant kid, but is he a point guard or is he a two? I really don't know. So the Knicks, it's just up in the air with the Knicks. You know, I really can't tell you because. I don't know nothing about this guy.
Yeah, man, the Knicks, I think they did a pretty good job. They got rid of Tim Hardaway Jr., which I really liked a lot. They also got Jaren Grant in that trade. And the Hawks got better. The Hawks, just in case you lose DeMar Carroll, man, Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to show up and show out for the Atlanta Hawks this year. I feel like every Knicks player that went to a playoff team, plays really well. So maybe it's the Knicks coach, or maybe it's all that losing. But the Knicks did really good. Now, the Orlando Magic, I feel like they hit a grand slam with this one. They got, I want to say his name, I'm not going to say it right, Hanzo, Mario Hanzo. I think the European player. Now, I'm not big on Europeans, but this kid is cocky, man. He's cocky. He said he's the best player in this draft, and he likes to shoot the ball. Likes to shoot the ball, and guess what? The Orlando Magic need just in case Tobias Harris leaves, because he's gonna cost too much to keep him. They got a shooter, steps right in, 6'8". He can get step back jump shot. This kid got game, man. And you put him next to two great drivers to the rim like Victor Oladipo and Alfred Payton, and they can kick it out to him. He gonna knock it down every time. Mario Hanzo.
Yeah, I think the pick is good because, like you said, now they have somebody to kick the ball to. He's showing on the tape he is a good shooter. But Tobias Harris, you have Tobias Harris there. But I know he's an insurance policy for Tobias Harris. But if Tobias Harris stays, how's this kid going to get on the floor? Depth.
Well, you just add depth. I just feel like with anything, even if you get Tobias Harris to say, let's say Tobias Harris wants. Tobias Harris is big on $10 to $12 million. I'd give him 10. I won't give him 12 if I'm Orlando. I'd give him 10. If he stays, man, that just adds depth. And what any team like that, a young team like that, is depth. You need a lot of depth. So I'm cool with that. Now, the Kings, man, I feel like they're getting rid of DeMarcus Cousins. Because the Willie Cauley-Stein thing I don't see. Not unless you're going to move Cousins to the four. And Rudy Gay, and you don't have no more sports players. Because guess what? Willie Cauley-Stein ain't going to shoot the ball. All he's going to do is block shots, get rebounds, and outlet the ball. But other than that, he's not going to dominate offensively for you. So I don't know what the Kings are doing. I don't know what Doris Carl is doing. But it seems like DeMarcus Cousins is on his way out.
Well, I don't think so. I think that they are going to move Cousins to the four. Willie Cauley-Stein is a great shot blocker. He's a defender. He can rebound the ball. So, ball. So that would be a great pick. I think he's a good pick for them. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on the steal of the Denver Nuggets have really made out. I feel like two teams who really made out. We'll get the other team that really made out. Denver Nuggets got Moutier. Moutier was like a top maybe top five, top six picks. I thought the Kings should have drafted Moutier. They needed a point guard. I like Darren Collison and all, but I thought Moutier was the pick for them, but he falls all the way down to Denver. I mean, you get to move Ty Lawson, move that contract. It's not a bad contract, but it's a big enough contract for a guy his size. And you get Moutier in there, and you hit the reset button. If you're Denver, you just hit the reset button. Right then and there, you hit the reset button.
Yeah, I think it's a good pick. Like you say, you can move Ty Lawson. Moutier is a big athletic guard, a versatile score. Ty Lawson, like you say, he's a little undersized, so I think the Moutier pick is a great pick for Denver.
A little undersized, he's a lot undersized. Now, on to the Detroit Pistons. Now, look, I like Detroit. Detroit basketball, in general, I like that area. I like what they had in the past. But they keep drafting players who can't shoot jump shots. Like, you need four spaces. You got DeAndre Drummond. You just traded for Ersan Yusova. You know Greg Monroe's leaving. And you draft Stanley Johnson, who can't hit the side of the ball. I just don't get it. I don't get what they do. I don't get what Stan Van Gundy's doing out there. Because you could have drafted Justice Winslow. He shot the ball 41% behind the arc, and you draft Stanley Johnson, who can't shoot.
True. If I was Detroit, I would look to draft somebody else too. Like you said, Justin Winslow.
Anybody that can shoot. Devin Booker. I would have took a lot of other guys other than Stanley Johnson right now.
Reaching to the Sam Decker, Stanley Johnson, I just wouldn't pick him up in Detroit.
Yeah. Now, the Hornets draft Frank the Tank Kaminsky. Now, I'm big on Frank the Tank. I think he's going to be a really solid pro. I thought the Hornets needed shooting. I thought they should have drafted Devin Booker or R.J. Hunter. But I understand they got Jeremy Lamb. I guess Jordan, I like Jeremy Lamb, you know, but I don't think I would definitely take Devin Booker over Jeremy Lamb. But it is what it is in Charlotte right now. Jordan is making all the moves. He's controlling everything. So, hey, maybe he knows something. I don't know. But all in all, I wouldn't draft the Frank Kaminsky right there.
Well, I don't think Jordan can't be making these picks because they're just picking powerful every year. And Frank Kaminsky.
And he's picking him from the Big Ten, man. He ain't picking him from the SEC. He knows where real big basketball players come from. I know you're an SEC man, but it shows that Jordan watches the Big Ten basketball. He watches and cares about Big Ten basketball.
Did you hear what I said? How has those Big Ten players been working out for him? Because I don't think maybe he needs to slide down south. SEC, even the ACC. I'm just saying, you still had Justin Winslow. You still have Devin Booker on the board. Hey, we could have go with Kelly Oubre, somebody. But Frank Kaminsky, another power forward, no.
Yeah. Also, we're going to talk about the the Richards get richer, man. When I seen him fall to the Miami Heat, I just thought, man, the Richards get richer. I tell you, the Richards get richer. And the Heat got Justice Winslow. I mean, if you lose D-Wade, you still get Justice Winslow. I mean, even if D-Wade stays, you get someone who can mentor Justice Winslow. It's a win-win for Pat Riley. Pat Riley just made out. Like, there's no way that you stay in that spot and Justice Winslow follow you. 9 times out of 10, that just doesn't happen. But tonight, the 10th time, he got Justice Winslow. And then he got a Joshua Richardson in the second round. You know, I also want to think about the second round pick too, but he got two guards that just in case that Wade opts out and says, hey, and calls their bluff and goes somewhere else, he got two guards who can replace D. Wade. I think the Pacers got really jammed up because Frank Kaminsky was gone. Stanley Johnson was gone. Like, the draft didn't play out like as planned because the Kings took Willie Cauley-Stein. You know, the Kings needed a point guard, but they drafted Willie Cauley Stein. So the Pacers had to take Miles Turner, the best center left or power forward. I think he's going to be a power forward. I don't think he's a true center. But I thought they should have drafted Cameron Payne.
But going back to Miami real quick, the Justin Winslow pick. Yeah, Justin Winslow, I think was a great pick for Miami. I think he going to play the three, though. I think he going to be a replacement for Luol Deng. And if D-Wade does leave, you're right, they do have a two. If D-Wade stays, you're right, he can mentor Justin Winslow. But on the Pacers pick, Miles Turner, he can play the four or the five. I mean, Miles Turner has a jump shot. He can step out. He can defend a little bit. Didn't see a lot of him in Texas. Sometimes he didn't even start. So, but for a little work, I think he can be a decent NBA player.
Yeah, and I did like their second round pick, Josh Young, who played at Oregon. I thought he should have been a first round pick. The guy can score, a point guard. He's like 6'2". But, you know, maybe they think about moving George Hill, too. Because at the same time, I mean, you can't have all these little guards. I hate that the league is just folding into the Golden State's will. Like, you're going to make Golden State better. Like, you have got to maintain who you are. You can't be nobody else. If you like to play big, you play big. You make them people conform to you. You don't conform to them. But that's
the league
here, that, that's a
different...
wait for
a long time, though, Ian. The league
but
has
the
been
same time.
And a lot, it's
I mean,
a lot of good guards out there. You know, the big man made a hat that time.
No, it's a big man. I feel like we ain't seen a really good big man. People like Dwight Howard's a big man. He don't have post moves. He ain't a true big man. I feel like once the true big man get back to the game, man, the game would be the same. Like, it all depends on the team. But everybody don't have Steph Curry. But that's a different topic for a different day.
Just on that, though, like you said, it was a true big man was drafted tonight, and it was Okafor. So we'll see how it play out.
Yeah, we'll definitely see how it plays out. Now, the Jazz got Trey Lyles. You know, I feel like their draft was messed up because of the bids, because Willie Cauley-Stein was supposed to still be there. Frank Kaminsky was supposed to still be there. So I feel like they just took the best available player. But I thought it should have been Devin Booker. But Devin Booker kept falling. But Trey Lyles, he don't fit well in Utah. That brings another player off the bench. That means you can, when you got Rudy Gobert in the game and one of them get in foul trouble, you just throw Trey Lyles in and move Favors to the center and let Trey Lyles play the four. Or if Favors get hurt or get in foul trouble, you put Trey Lyles at the four. Either way, it works out for the Jazz. They solidify their front court rotation. And I think they started heading in the right direction. The crazy thing about the Jazz, they won 38 games last year. The bad thing about the Jazz, they play in the West. So, you think maybe they win four or five more games this year?
I think Trey Lyles can play the three or the four. I mean, like you say, you have starters there. He can back up to three and the four. Maybe sometimes he can slide to the five. So I think Trey Lyles is a good pick. But like you say, they do play in the West, and it's hard to make the playoffs in the West. So we'll see how it turns out for the Jazz.
Now the Suns, you might as well call that Kentucky Pro, because they got Devin Booker, who's going to, you know, Phoenix tried that small ball thing, and we all knew it didn't work. But they wanted to try it anyway, and it didn't pan out. Then they say, hey, we need a good traditional two-guard, a 6'5", 6'6", two-guard who can shoot the ball, handle it, play some decent defense, and can knock down their jump shot. And Devin Booker fell in their lap. And then in the second round, they got Andrew Harrison. So not only did they go back from getting a little small guard, they got a big point guard in the second round. Like, listen, basketball is basketball at the end of the day. And what Jeff wanted to realize, like, look, we got to get back to the real. Devin Booker is my two guard in the future. Andrew Harrison is going to be my change of guard coming off the bench. And voila, Phoenix Suns are starting to head back in the right direction. They wasted some time with all these draft picks and drafting these guards and bringing these guards in the free agent, trying to do the small ball thing. they're finally getting back to real basketball, and I feel happy for the Phoenix Suns team because they're heading in the right direction.
Well, yeah, I think Devin Booker was a great pick for Phoenix. Like you say, they get him another shooter. They have a bunch of guards. Devin Booker's 6'6" with range. Phoenix guard top short, 6'1", 6'2", and the Harrison, Andrew Harrison, that was a great pick. Because like you said, you need somebody that can be able to defend somebody bigger than that. And Phoenix is a small team, especially at the guard position. So those are two great picks for them.
Next, OKC, man. OKC got Cameron Payne. I like Cameron Payne. Man, he said he was hungry. He said, one-on-one Cameron Payne, Thomas, going to draft. He was like, man, the sky's the limit for Cameron Payne. He talks about himself in third person. That shows what type of cockiness he has. But at the same time, he remains hungry. And also, they got Dakari Johnson in the second round. I feel like he's going to be they needed a big like that. And I just feel like, you know, Billy Donovan, this will be his year to see what he could actually do in the NBA. You know, he's always played that pro-style offense at Florida. So we'll see what he can really do now that he got, like, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. Because, I mean, listen, if you said, I'm going to be a head coach and go to the NBA, most head coaches get the worst job in the NBA. Your first time as a head coach, you get Kevin Durant, a former MVP, Russell Westbrook, probably one of the top five players in the NBA. And there you go.
Well, I feel like the Cameron Payne pick. I got mixed reviews about Cameron Payne. I know you need somebody to replace Jackson, but Cameron Payne is another point guard. I feel like they needed a two. The book was that it was a picture, but Dakari Johnson coming behind the Cameron Payne pick, I think that was a good pick for them because they really don't have any inside scoring outside of Ernest Kenton. So we'll see, but like I said, Cameron Payne, mid-major guard, didn't see too much on him, so we'll see what he got when the season starts.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards, they took the Hawks pick and got Kelly Oubre. Now, they know Paul Pierce is a free agent and probably going to L.A. Clippers. But, man, I thought this was a big thing for Washington. I like Washington. I'm a big John Wall fan. I like Bradley Beal. I'm a Laker at heart, but, I mean, I watch a lot of NBA basketball, and I love the Washington Wizards. I love how those guards play that backcourt. That's a dynamic backcourt. But when you add Kelly Oubre to that team, now you got some runners. Now you can run up and down and throw some highlights. And it's going to be real interesting out there in Washington. Hopefully, John Wall, Bradley Beal take Kelly Oubre under their wing and really show out there, man.
Well, yeah, Kelly Oubre going to Washington. Kelly Oubre he had a decent season at Kansas. He started out good, then he kind of tailed off in the middle and picked it up a little bit in the end. Solid three-point shooter, a good defender. People say he reminds him of Trevor Ariza. We'll see, but I think overall it was a good pick for them.
Boston, I really didn't like their pick. I didn't like Terry Rozier. I didn't like Jordan Mickey. I think Jordan Mickey may be good down the line, but I just don't know. I don't know if he's a small forward, is he a power forward, but I did like RJ Hunter. Now, I just feel like they kept drafting guards. Like they could have did something with all these draft picks and moved up. They could have gave all these draft picks to Philly and moved up and got a big time player, but they didn't. And I feel like that's what the sum they should have did. Like, we got all these picks for the next couple of years. Let's package these picks. Let's try to move up in the draft. Let's try to shoot up in the draft to see if we can get something great. And I feel like Boston did.
Well, I feel like Boston probably did try to move up, but probably wasn't no taker, so they had to just pick who they could. So, Rozier, he's a good guard. I've seen him play. Solid defender, score, streaky shooter, but only thing about Boston, they are pretty small at the guard position, too, and it's not bringing in size to them.
Yeah. Now, we're gonna go with the rest of these teams. We got like 5 minutes left. But I will say I like what the Rockets did with Devin, with Sam Decker. And I like what the Bulls did with Bobby Portis.
I like both of those picks, too. I like those as well. And I do like I like Minnesota picking Tyus Jones. Hometown boy going mm-hmm. back home to trade for Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to work out good for him.
Mm-hmm. I also like there was a trade that Pat Connaughton and Mason Plumlee to the Trailblazers. But the Nets get Hollis Jefferson and Steve Blake. Now, I like Hollis Jefferson. He can't shoot for what's a damn, but he plays really good defense. Steve Blake, older guy. I don't know what the Nets are doing there, but I like the Hollis Jefferson thing. I like they're trying to get young. They're trying to get young because they gave away every draft pick they had for the next couple of years, so to the Boston Celtics. So you might as well try to find a way to get young and quick and as talented as possible because you owe Joe Johnson and Darren Williams $47 million, maybe it's 42. I think that's the number. Those two players take up the majority of your salary cap, and they're not even the same player that they used to be. Now, another thing, Vance, I want to say right quick before we get done. Christian Wood, Cliff Alexander, Robert Upshaw, Vince Hunter, Jonathan Holmes, Aaron Harrison, Michael Frazier, and Terrion Pairaway. And I like Terrion Pairaway. Did not get drafted tonight. Now, if you're one of those players, your feelings are probably hurt. But guess what? You can pick where you want to go now.
That's true. But you would love to get drafted. Even if it was hanging around, even if it was the last pick, you'd rather get drafted than go undrafted. Like you said, free agent camp starts in a couple of weeks. The agents are probably working the phones right now. They see where they go. Hopefully, it'll pan out for them.
Yeah, I like Cliff Alexander. I don't know what the thing on him was. Maybe he didn't work out well, but
I feel like he needed another year or two because he is kind of an undersized power forward, even though a lot of undersized power forwards have been picked tonight. I feel like he should have stayed. Even the hands
now, if I'm Aaron Harrison,
he should have stayed home too.
Nah, I feel like Kentucky's like a machine, man. You can't stay there too long. They got some young guys coming in one after the other. So you gotta keep it moving. But I will say for Aaron Harrison, man, if you listen or if you someone ever check out this podcast, man, listen, you're gonna be a star. You gotta put that work in, go to a good team. He can really shoot the ball. I thought he was better than his brother. You gotta put that work in, man. I feel like at Kentucky you don't get to see what all these players can do because they have all that talent and everybody has sacrifice for the betterment of the team. And if that's anything to any player, to his character, that he sacrificed his game for the betterment of the team and trying to win a championship.
Well, I mean, it didn't work out for him, though. Mm-hmm. But, like you said, we'll see what's going on. His camp's been opened up, so we'll see who we pick up with.
Also, we got a minute left. Man, listen, the Summer League starts. Vance, the Summer League starts July 4th through the 20th. The first game of the Summer League is the Timberwolves versus L.A. So I really want to see Karl Towns versus Jahlil Okafor, which hurts my heart. Now I got to see Karl Towns versus D'Angelo Russell. But it's okay. I mean, I get used to it. What about that Nance player? What the hell? They could have drafted him in the second round.
I was gonna say before we got off. Now the big disappointment for me felt like it was Larry Nance Jr. They just picked him because his daddy name. Because I've seen nothing Larry Nance Jr. has done. But they didn't know he wasn't gonna make the team, and they really weren't trying to pick up nobody else. So they just picked somebody. I don't know.
Horrible draft. I mean, if D'Angelo Russell don't work out, I'm gonna look back at this draft like this would kept me. Keep getting those gray hairs for the next 5 or 6 years. But all right, Vance, man, I'll talk to you, man. We're going to have the next podcast next week. We're going to talk about baseball more. See you guys later.
All right, signing out.